He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. And we're going to call it a consolidation day here so far. I've looked at about 50 charts here so far since the market opened. And what I mostly see is sideways, okay? Maybe just a little bit down from yesterday. Consolidation. Markets have to consolidate their gains from time to time. And, of course, there are a couple of geopolitical. I wouldn't call it geopolitical. Let's call it a big health event, a health scare coming out of China, probably having the most impact on the market today. But we'll get to that in a bit. Right now, the Dow is up, or is down 107. It's actually made up quite a bit here. It was down 220, and it's cut that in half. In fact, I was just going to send out a tweet until I ran out of time that the market is coming back quite nicely from the initial sell-off, which has been the pattern recently, and that is the mark of a continued bull market, obviously. We've got the S&P down 12 points right now, which puts it at 3309, and the NASDAQ is only down 11 points. So I'm not calling it a sell-off. You can if you want. I know we're getting spoiled. We expect the market to go up every day, okay? We've had a pretty good run in the market. I'm going to call it a consolidation day. Now we're only down 9 on the NASDAQ. Russell 2000 down 15. It's a little bit worse. The small cap's down almost 1% today. Crude oil is down $1.86. Now that's on China health scare. It's down 3.3% today. Gold's up $7. And the bond market has a huge rally taking place here today. Down 5 more basis points, the 10-year is at 1.72 today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Day 3 in Sarasota for the boys. They're coming home today. I hope. You know, they like Sarasota quite a bit. They love going down to Sarasota. So do I. I really miss not going this time around, but hopefully they'll come home today. I think they're sitting on a beach at one of the Siesta Key, taking a siesta. No, they've been meeting with people. They've had a lot of folks that they have met with here. And, you know, I tell them our next trip's to Minnesota, so enjoy Sarasota while you can. We've got a consolidation day going on in the market right now. I'm spoiled, okay? The market's been going up every day since, like, December the 3rd. And I've never seen a run like this. I got to go back to, like, 1999 when the NASDAQ was flying and the S&P was flying and it was going up every single day. We've had a similar run like that recently. Quite astonishing, in fact, but we do have a bit of a consolidation. Now, it really began yesterday. Before the market closed yesterday, we kind of lost all of the starch out of our shirts. My shirt was nice and crisp. You know, the market was soaring yesterday morning. Then all of a sudden, we just went kind of flat. And I think you can probably trace it to the news coming out of China. And a lot of people are going back to the SARS epidemic, which was back in 2003. And it did impact the economy, but the market actually went up like 14% during the SARS pandemic out of China back then. We've also, you know, don't forget that Boeing is a big component of the Dow, and it weighs heavily on the Dow. And we've also got two Dow stocks reporting. Now, here's one of the reasons the market's coming back here. Boeing is actually up right now, $3.33, up 1.1%. but we have a couple of Dow stocks. Travelers is down 4.4%. Okay, what's wrong, Minnesota? Come on, Travelers. Hurting us today, hurting the Dow, but that's okay. Travelers has done all right. Member of the Dow Jones out of Minneapolis, it is down 4.4%. Okay, that's a member of the Dow, so that's going to weigh heavily and influence the averages. And I got to say, if you look underneath the averages, the market does not look that bad. In fact, it's gathering some steam here. NASDAQ is down 11 points right now. Procter & Gamble, oh, it's come up a little bit. It's also part of this comeback in the market right now. All right, well, we had the rally in the market kind of fizzled towards the end of the day, carried on to today. China got hit pretty hard overnight. Let's look at FXI. That is the China 50. That is the equivalent of our Dow. It's an ETF that you can buy. It's down pretty heavy today, down 2.5%. This outbreak, which really kind of hit the headlines 4 days ago, it's taken 4 or 5% out of the China market right now so far. And, of course, that comes as Chinese authorities have halted travel from Wuhan. That's the city where the new coronavirus first appeared, in its latest bid to stop the spread of a disease that has already claimed 17 lives and affected nearly 600 people. And, of course, the travel ban comes before the country's Lunar New Year holiday. So, yeah, it's going to impact Alibaba. It's going to impact Tencent Holdings. It's going to impact the Chinese stocks, the Chinese travel stocks, the hotel stocks, the casinos in Macau, etc. But that is the decision of the World Health Organization, a travel ban. And they will decide today, the World Health, China is the one that declared the travel ban, but the World Health Organization will decide today on whether to declare the outbreak a global health emergency, all right? And Asian stocks plunging last night on the news. A lot of U.S. companies over in Macau, Wynn Resorts, down about 5%. Las Vegas Sands, that's Sheldon Adelson, down 4.3%. Melco Resorts and Entertainment showing a 4% drop. So about 4 to 5% has been the impact on the China-related stocks. Now, the Wall Street Journal compared this recent virus, the coronavirus, with the SARS virus, okay? Now, on the positive side, this virus appears less virulent than the virus responsible for the SARS outbreak in 2003, okay? So it's not quite as potent as SARS. That's the good news. On the negative side, think how China's infrastructure has improved since 2003, okay? They've come a long ways with their high-speed rails and airports and roads. And so that helps spread this virus. That's the negative side. It's spreading due to better transportation infrastructure, particularly high-speed rail. And that's how that virus obviously is going to travel. Well, we'll see. The SARS virus caused retail sales to drop by 50% during the height of the 2003 epidemic. But at the same time, let's not forget that the health system of China has also improved, the infrastructure of their health system, so they may be better at containing this thing than they were in the past. Okay, look at these virus stocks today. We got mRNA, and I can just tell you, I've seen a lot of scares come into the market over the last 22 years that I've been into the business. I've never seen really anybody make money off of a kind of a short-term event like this. I know it's tempting to go out and buy some nanovirucides, right? NNVC. which is up like 43% the other day, in hopes that they'll have, look at that stock 2 days ago, just flying, NNVC. Today it's up 44%. Again, I think it was up 180% 2 days ago. But this is a $21 million micro cap, okay? But that's going to, you know, the day traders and whatnot. Novavax is another one, NVAX. All of these companies working feverishly, pardon the pun, to try to come up with some kind of a vaccine for this virus that seemingly has come out of nowhere. You know, when I hear people saying, it seems like nothing can stop this market, I always say, well, there's something right around the corner. This may not be it, but it is putting the brakes on for now. We'll be right back to talk about a lot of individual stocks today. This is Bill Gunderson.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
Second quarter. Here's the coronavirus stock of the day, CODX, Co-Diagnostics, which is a tiny little, we call these micro cap, we call these nano cap stocks. It is just about got a screening test. Okay, not a cure, not a vaccine, just a screening test to test people as to whether or not they have it, which is an important part of this whole puzzle. You know, before you can enter the airport here, we're going to give you a screening test here. And so keep your eye on that one, CODX, Co-Diagnostics. Okay, they seem to be wrapping up over in Davos. It's all the CEOs now. The politicians seem to have gone home. I watched a lot of the comments over the last few days, watched a lot of the CEOs talking here this morning. Of course, I always look at my Best Stocks Now app to see how their stock is done. All right, I saw Steven Schwarzman this morning, CEO of Blackstone. Have you watched that stock recently, BX? I wrote an article about it a few months back on Seeking Alpha, calling it one of my favorite dividend payers. Well, I like dividend stocks that are also growing their earnings. I think that's a well-known fact that I've established here in my years on radio. I don't like companies that just are increasing their dividends. Let's increase those earnings too. And Blackstone, he's a sharp guy, Steven Schwarzman. That stock is breaking out recently. And it was interesting to listen to him. There's still some tense relations, however, between us and France. President Trump said that the most difficult region in the world to do business with is Europe, the European Union. And, of course, that was one of the reasons they formed the European Union, was to be stronger and to have each other's backs and be in solidarity with one another. They're still fighting over this digital tax that France wants to slap on the digital giants like Google and Facebook, etc. And, of course, we've threatened them with a big tax on French champagne and perfume and cheeses and whatnot. Still kind of a sticky issue. On the one hand, France wants to save face and not seem like they bowed down to the mighty U.S. And on the other hand, they don't want those tariffs slapped on their important exports either. So we'll see where that goes. Of course, the EU likes to tax, okay? They're all about very accommodative interest rates. In fact, in many countries, negative interest rates. Oh, yeah, negative interest rates, Germany, and heavy taxes. That's how they try to grow their economies, and it has not been working for quite some time. Jobless claims here in the U.S. today, 211,000. Anything under 300,000 is good. We still have a very strong labor market here in the U.S. We had a big end-of-the-year surge in existing home sales. Did you sell your existing home in December? Apparently quite a few did. 5.5 million people did. And that was better than the expectations. The real estate market remains strong. Houses are not appreciating like they used to. I know inventory is a big problem. I want to say we have a record low amount of inventory for sale on the market. Everybody's sitting tight right now. But we continue to have a very favorable interest rate environment. Well, Trump is at it again with the Fed. He made the comment in Davos that GDP would be almost 4% if the Fed hadn't hiked so much. And he also claims that the Dow would be around 30,000 instead of the 29,000 that it's at right now. Well, it's pretty obvious as we look back on the events of the Fed in late 2018. They were on the wrong course. They put the market into a bear market for about a week. We had a Dow down 660 points on Christmas Eve. Boy, talk about that coming down the chimney. That was no fun. No cookies and milk for that one. And then, of course, the Fed reversed course, and we've had a growing economy and a growing stock market ever since. And speaking of world events, that Brexit bill, I'll believe it. We got Brexit. That seemed like that was easy for Meghan and her husband to leave the UK. Brexit's been a lot harder. That's taken years. But it looks like it's finally coming down to the wire. I want to say January 31st it will be official, and the UK will no longer be a part of the European Union. The people did not like Belgium telling them what to do in the UK. Amazon still hopping mad. They will just not let this go, that Microsoft got that big $10 billion contract from the U.S. government. They want all work halt on this thing until they get a decision from a court. They feel like Trump picked on them. Amazon, Jeff Bezos? No, he would never do that. The owner of the Washington Post. FBI, meanwhile, is investigating. This is a weird story. The Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Prince Mohammed bin Salman, hacking Jeff Bezos' personal cell phone? That's one weird story there. Of course, Saudi Arabia was involved in the killing of the Washington Post reporter. So there's the connection there. Okay, well, man, there's a lot of stocks in the news today. NVIDIA, Roku, Snap, Carvana, L Brands, Tesla. Tesla's in the news every day. Procter & Gamble's in the news. Kimberly Clark. I call it Soggy Thursday. A lot of soggy stocks. I talk about stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear. I think Kimberly Clark is the poster child of a soggy old, stodgy old growth giant. They may have a big dividend yield, but they're not growing anymore, okay? They've maxed out in their growth. Walmart has the same problem. You just can't put up Walmarts anymore. Your growth rate is down to 2 or 3%. And if I'm right, and I think I've proven time and time again that I am, that stocks follow earnings, if you've got a company growing its earnings by 2% per year, what kind of returns do you think you're going to get on the stock? You're going to get the dividend yield and whatever little growth is left in the company. I would rather buy a healthy growth company, maybe paying a little less dividend yield, a Visa or a MasterCard. Couple good examples there. They continue to grow by 20%, while a Kimberly-Clark grows by 1% or 2%. Yet, you look at many portfolios. I've had many portfolios come to me. I talked to a guy yesterday. I remember when his portfolio came to me. It was full of soggy stocks. I could hear the portfolio walking in my door, like a guy that's been out digging for oysters all day in the muck and the mud, and it's squeaky and it's soggy and he's tracking in mud. I had to totally redo that portfolio and get it livened up with some growth. All right, where's the growth? When we come back, we'll talk about it. This is Bill Gunderson's The Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or still growing their earnings. From there, we have our premier and ultra growth portfolios. These are custom designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Yeah. And welcome back here to the second half. Well, I want to get the soggy stocks out of the way, okay, in this quarter of the show, because it's always good to contrast, all right? The good, the bad, the ugly. You wouldn't know the good unless you saw some bad stuff, and you wouldn't know the bad stuff until you saw some good stuff. So that's the way it goes. Let's get some of this bad stuff out of the way. Just so, and maybe when I talk about some of these bad companies, you say, doggone it, I own that stock. Who put this stock in my portfolio? Gunderson says it's soggy. What the heck? Okay, so imagine your husband coming in with rubber boots on. You can hear his feet squeaking, soggy, and he's tracking mud in. But he's got a bucket full of clams or oysters, which we get around here in the South Carolina area. But it is a messy job, okay? It's better to take the boots off before you go up the stairs on the carpet and all this and that. Okay, soggy stock number one, Travelers. I'm nothing against Minnesota, but here's Travelers. Over the last 5 years, their earnings have been decreasing by 5% per year. They hit peak earnings. I would say IBM would be another good example of this. You know, these are companies that at one time were best stocks now. They were growing at very rapid rates, but now they're not, okay? 5% per year down, backwards. It's going in reverse with their earnings. That's not a good scenario for capital appreciation. And if we look at the performance of the stock, it should show up in the performance of the stock, and it does. Travelers has severely underperformed the market over the last 3 years and over the last 5 years, severely underperforming the S&P 500. And a lot of people would say, well, gee, I can go get a nice dividend yield there. That's only 2.4%, not that great. But without growth, where's the capital appreciation going to come from? Now, I'm not saying it's a permanent soggy stock. I've seen some of these large drug companies start to stock their pipeline full of vibrant possibilities of new drugs. And a lot of these Bristol Myers would be a good example, which was a 2 or 3% growers. All of a sudden turn things around and it's a 20% grower. But Travelers, for now, I would see no reason to own this in a portfolio in a market that's hitting new highs, in a economy that is growing, and this company is not growing. And that's a terrible chart on Travelers. Other than that, I love it, right? It's tracking in mud on my floor. I'm going to kick it out of the portfolio and replace it with something. We'll talk about the good stuff in the second quarter of the show. Okay, next soggy stock. Come on in. We're carrying a bucket of oysters. Kimberly-Clark. Great company. Diapers, baby wipes, facial, bathroom tissue, paper towels. We use their stuff every single day. Growth over the last 5 years, 4% per year. Listen to the last four quarters of sales growth. Minus 2%, 0%, 0%, and 0%. That's what we call no growth. Company headquartered Dallas, Texas, member of the Dow, $50 billion in market capitalization. They did beat earnings by a little bit, but now let's take a look. Okay. Oh, by the way, Travelers is ranked number 4,078 in my app. It gets an overall grade of B. That's a hold. Okay, now let's look at Kimberly-Clark, KMB. Why are you talking about? Because I've got to throw in some stinkers and some clunkers from time to time. You get spoiled listening to my show talking about Visa and MasterCard and these great growth stocks. Kimberly-Clark, over the last 5 years, severely underperforming the market. You know what? I'll call it a market performer. Maybe a little bit less than the market. Kimberly-Clark is currently ranked number 1,772 out of 5,483. That's soggy stock number two out of the way. Okay, there's one more. Procter & Gamble. It's actually been a little less soggy than the other ones. Procter & Gamble, giant consumer stock, $300 billion in market capitalization, beauty care products, cleaning products, diapers, tissue, very similar to Kimberly-Clark, healthcare, toothpaste, obviously. Can't get by without toothpaste. 4% growth over the years, 4% growth over the last 5 years. The pride of Cincinnati, their dividend yield is currently 2.4%. This is not a growth stock, okay? I like companies that are growing their earnings. Procter & Gamble, 4% per year over the last 5 years is not my cup of tea. Call it a market performer. In fact, it looks to me to be way overvalued here right now. These are not Bill Gunderson's kind of stocks. Okay, but you know what? When I see accounts come to me, especially from the big wirehouse firms, the Morgan Stanleys of the world, Merrill Lynch, etc., these are the stocks that I see those portfolios. You're going to see Johnson & Johnson in the portfolio. You're going to see Procter & Gamble. You're going to see IBM. You're going to see Kimberly-Clark, probably some Coca-Cola. Probably some Altria, Philip Morris, Colgate, Palmolive. They're big, respectable, recognizable names. That's why they put them in your portfolio, because you feel safe at night, like wrapped up in a nice warm blanket of Procter & Gamble stock. It's not going to go out of business. But then again, you look at these stocks during the last bear market, they didn't fare so well. Procter & Gamble was down 35% during the last bear market. Kimberly-Clark was down 34% during the last bear market. Travelers, which probably got hit even harder because it was an insurance stock, now it was down 33%. So they all lost one-third of their value during the last bear market. So you have limited upside, just crawling along, And you have almost all of the downside that comes with a bear market. So not my cup of tea. All right, one more, and then we'll get to the good stuff, I promise. One more here. Let's look at Texas Instruments. Texas Instruments, TXN, reporting earnings. By the way, I've watched these companies report earnings. I would say that earnings season is going very well so far this year. Not with Texas Instruments. Their last four quarters have been terrible. It's turning into an IBM, very little growth, great company. But when you're investing, and if it's true that stocks follow earnings, isn't it better to own companies that are growing their earnings by 10, 15, 20, 25, 30% per year than companies that are growing their earnings by 2, 3% per year? So if you've got a portfolio, take a look. You can plug in each holding that you have in your portfolio into the Best Stocks Now app. It's the truth teller, okay? It's not biased at all. The data that goes in to the app, it's updated every day. It doesn't know what the company does for a living. It doesn't know where it's located geographically. It doesn't know what side of the spectrum politically that the CEO is on. Doesn't know anything. It just plugs in the numbers, and it takes the emotion out of it. You take a look at some of the stocks that you own. I have people that ask me, why did you sell this one? I transferred my account to you, and the first thing you did was sell this stock. Why did you do that? Well, number one, you gave me permission. You hired me to manage your money. And number two, I liken what I do to being a gardener. You got to pick out the weeds that are strangling your garden and replace it with some vibrant growth kind of stuff if you're in that growth mode in your investing. So anyways, you can look up the stocks that you own. You can go to my website, my app website, which is beststocksnowapp.com. And plug in the stocks that you own. See how they stand up. Better yet, if you have a money manager that's put your portfolio together, check on him. Plug in the stocks that he's bought, he or she has bought for you, and give them a grade on how they have done. And don't forget that I'm offering here through the month of January, you got 8 more days of this offer of my trading alerts that I send out every day. You get to see the 4 portfolios that I have. They're killing it since January 1st of last year. Yeah, the market's been killing it too, but they've been killing it even more than the market. So there. And you get a full look at the Best Stocks Now app database for 2 weeks at GundersonCapital.com. Okay, we'll talk about some non-soggy, vibrant stuff when we come back.
This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These 2 portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or are still growing their earnings. From there, we have our premier and ultra-growth portfolios. These are custom-designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the market has come back. The NASDAQ is down 10 right now. The Dow's down about 100. I would say that the overriding factor today is the coronavirus out of China. The impact on the global economy, the impact on the U.S. economy. We obviously do a lot of trade with China. We've learned that, haven't we, over the last couple of years as the two sides went back and forth in quite a nasty trade war. And when they finally got close to and had an agreement in principle for that phase one agreement, boy, the market really took off. And it really has not looked back since then. And now we are having a little bit of a consolidation here the last 3 days. Really, this whole news of this virus broke on Monday. And we saw a sell-off in the China stocks. They're down about 5% so far. Our market, we've had one case show up so far here in the U.S. That was up in Seattle. But obviously, we do a lot of trade back and forth between us and China. And the China stock market is a large market. Many people, many mutual funds have exposure. I have exposure to some Chinese stocks. Okay, now let's talk about some more vibrant. Now, this whole concept of Best Stocks Now, it's not just a cute name that I came up with. If you look at the world today, all right, Facebook didn't exist, what, 15 years ago or whatever it's been. Google is now a verb. It didn't exist. Maybe 15, 20 years ago. A lot of these technologies, streaming, NVIDIA, Roku, these what are I consider number one to be stocks of today. Okay, there was a time when General Electric was a disruptive company, disrupting major sectors of the economy and technologies and putting people out of business. You can think back on some of the old names like Zenith, right, and RCA Victor, and all of these things that have been disrupted over the years. You want to own the disruptors. You don't want to own the disrupted. Okay, so I'm not going to do a featured stock of today, but I'm going to talk about four stocks. I'm going to mention four stocks here that I consider to be stocks of today. Number one. Number two, they are still very vibrant growers. Some of them do pay a dividend. And they still make sense from a valuation proposition. And they have still a good head of steam going. In other words, momentum. I like the combination of momentum and value. The first one I'll give as an example is STM Electronics. Now, they've been around for a long time. They're a semiconductor company. They're a $27 billion company. They used to be in France, I want to say. They're now headquartered in Switzerland. They're a $27 billion company. They beat earnings today quite handily. Okay, compare this with the Kimberly-Clark, for instance. The stock is breaking out. It's up 5.1%. It's hitting a new all-time high. And you might not know it, but they're a major player in the autonomous vehicle. Okay, that's a revolution that continues to take place. We still have a long ways to go before, you know, you can get in the back seat of your car with your laptop and your TV and whatever else and let the autonomous system, the robots, take over. But that is where we're headed, you know, with the trucks, the Ubers, the personal vehicles, mass transit. It's going in that direction. STM is a major player. They've been growing their earnings by 58% per year over the last 5 years, all right? That's a big difference from 2%, 58% per year. Still a very vibrant company, STM. Okay, the next one that's getting an upgrade today, NVIDIA. NVIDIA is a major player in many markets. They are about four or five times the size of STM. Of course, their biggest thing is the graphic processors. When you watch these kids play these video games, they're driven by NVIDIA chips. And, of course, more and more they're being driven by AMD chips, which is also a vibrant company. NVIDIA has been growing its earnings over the last 5 years by 45% per year. Take your pick. Door number one, Kimberly-Clark. You can invest in diapers. Or you can invest in NVIDIA, right? The fast-growing, vibrant company hitting new highs. Relative strength on a scale of 1 to 99 is 93. What was the relative strength on SPTM? 96. You can look these stocks up in my Best Stocks Now app, which is an invaluable tool to narrow down this ocean of 5,500 different stocks, okay, securities. That number is growing daily. I added 8 stocks to my database today. New stocks come along, IPOs, spinoffs, maybe stocks I've missed in the past. NVIDIA still a very vibrant stock. Okay, believe it or not, and I see it's getting an upgrade today, and I still believe it's very buyable. It's not a 50% grower anymore, but it's a steady 15% grower. Boy, I remember when Jack Welch was the CEO of General Electric. I'm not talking about General Electric. I'm giving it as an example. It was a consistent 15% grower. Now, fast forward to 2020, Microsoft is still a 15% grower and a dividend payer and a best stock now. You can look up the performance of Microsoft as a stock over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years. Put it up against Travelers, and you'll see the difference, huge difference. Anyways, those are best stocks now. They're not soggy old stocks tracking in mud in your carpet. Okay, these are vibrant companies that are still growing, and they're still on the cutting edge of the future. Now, the future is now, George Allen used to say. I want to own the best stocks now, and I want to make up a portfolio, whether it's a large cap, ultra growth, or a dividend payer. I want to own the very best ones that I can possibly find, and I want to manage them very meticulously over time. If you'd like to talk to us about constructing a portfolio for you, we do things a little bit differently here at Gunderson Capital. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, go to GundersonCapital.com and try 2 free weeks of my tools that I offer. And by the way, have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.